Every year, the UK throws away millions of tons of plastic, but for a long time, it hasn't been possible to recycle much of it. That has now changed with the development of the closed-loop plastics recycling centre in Dagenham. Chris Dow is the CEO.
What we recycle here are PET and HDPE, two plastics that we seek out. So whether it comes in a bottle or a tray, we would seek to convert that back into a usable material.
Do they require different methods of recycling to get from, you know, from the product that obviously arrives here to the product that leaves the factory?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. They really are vastly different. I mean, I'll give you a quick stat. PET melts at about 260 degrees Celsius and HDPE melts at about 120. So, you know, they're vastly different and they have to be treated in a vastly different way. Whilst the early stages of processing are similar, the most important thing is separating the polymers out. So if we received a mixed bale here, we would use near-infrared technology to identify the polymer and blow it in the direction that it's got to go, so thus ensuring that whatever we get in one bunker is all PET and the other one is all HDPE. We then put them through a granulating process where they end up at about 10 or 12 millimetres in length, and those flakes then are sent into a hot wash at a certain temperature with a mixture of surfactant and caustic soda, which is absolutely crucial. The mix of those materials is crucial to ensure that we catch all the glues, because glues aren't really compatible with the final product. So we must remove the labels and the glues. And both materials have a hot wash, varying retention times and that type of thing. Then after that, they go in a vastly different process. I mean, the PET is processed via a caustic reaction on the surface of the PET, which effectively removes a very tiny layer from the outside of the flake. We call it giving every flake a tiny facial and just restoring that piece of flake back to food grade and food approved. So it's safe to go back into a bottle, it's safe to go back into any food packaging for that matter. HDPE, we process by vacuum. In other words, what we do, the material is soft, as I mentioned before, low melting point, 120 degrees Celsius. So we put it into a chamber. This is the washed flake, into a chamber that almost replicates throwing the material into outer space. It's a vacuum. And so what we're trying to do there is we're actually removing, sucking out of the flake all the contamination. That process has a retention time that's somewhere around an hour in total in two chambers. And then after we do that, we've got a very, very clean flake. We've removed all the contamination that is of any threat, and we pass it through an extruder. So we lift the temperature right up now beyond melt. We now melt the flake, and we pass it through a 150 micron screen like a sieve, like you would sieve flour in the kitchen. This is a sieve, but this one is being forced through under pressure, and it comes out the other side, and it pours out of the extruder like spaghetti. And then we chop it up as it comes through, and a fast rotating set of blades turn it into a little pallet, where we replicate the sort of dimension and bulk density of, say, virgin resin, without being virgin resin. And that makes it nice and easy for our customers to use.
That's Chris Dow from Closed Loop Recycling. For more information, visit closedlooprecycling.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.